This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Jackie Judd. John Coltrane's album Ballads is a jazz classic. It was recorded in 1961 and 62 and features some of Coltrane's most lyrical playing.
John Coltrane's ballad album, this instrumental ballad album, has been a favorite of mine for years.
Singer Karen Allison is one of many musicians inspired by Coltrane. She has just released a new compact disc called Ballads, Remembering John Coltrane. It contains the same 8 songs that Coltrane had on his Ballads record, plus 3 songs from his other albums.
I just was thinking one night when I was listening to it, how cool it might be if somebody were just to sing the album down pretty much like it is.
Over and over again.
Karen Allison grew up in Omaha, earned a degree in classical piano from the University of Nebraska there, and then moved to Minneapolis, where she sang in folk and rock groups. From there, she moved to Kansas City, home of jazz greats Count Basie, Joe Turner, and Charlie Parker. She kept the Coltrane Ballads album on her turntable and listened to it often.
Just, I don't know, the soul of it comes through so beautifully in the spirit. John Coltrane, of course, is known for his sheets of sound, improvisatory, wonderful, wonderful, groundbreaking material, really, in jazz. But this was a whole other side of him. Spiritually, he's always there, of course, but it's a softer side, if you will. And it spoke to me.
Has listening to, absorbing John Coltrane's saxophone playing influenced your vocal style?
I wouldn't say that I feel specifically influenced by Coltrane, although with the way that I sing. Now, with the way I feel about things, that may be another matter. I think that when we listen to our favorite people, and then especially in the beginning, you know, try and emulate certain players that we admire, and then eventually the goal is to find your own voice.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy to so hard to forget.
And how did you prepare for it?
Mostly what I do when I prepare for learning material is sit down at the piano and play it. And some of these tunes I had performed before and played, and some of them, many of them were new to me.
Which of the new songs did you find to be the most challenging to get just the way you wanted it?
Naima is one of them. Of course, that's Coltrane's, that's the only original that we did on this album, and that's when we added at the end, because I wanted it to be right, because it's a great, wonderful standard tune in the repertoire these days. And we thought about putting lyrics to it and actually played around with that a little bit, but we decided that that was not what it was meant to be. So I love vocalese, and that's the way we did that.
On Naima, your voice is so seamless with the instruments. There are moments in it where it's hard to distinguish the two. Was that the goal, and how did you get there?
I wanted to just be very in unison with the tenor player. In this case, it was James Carter. And we wanted it to sound like two yet one. And I'm not sure how we ended up getting there, but we seem to have.
You said that for a little while you had thought about putting words to Naima. Mm-hmm. Did you go so far as putting something down on paper and then saying, no, this isn't right, this isn't what Coltrane had intended?
Actually, three of us did, yes. I started something and some ideas, and frankly, when lyrics are put to great, great jazz pieces, instrumental jazz pieces, it's really quite tricky, I think. You want to keep the same spirit of it. But we did try it, and to me, it just didn't seem to say what I wanted it to say. The other two that were a little more difficult for me were, believe it or not, Too Young to Go Steady and Nancy with the Laughing Face, because for Too Young, it can be kind of dated, you know. When you hear Coltrane play it, it's definitely not dated.
Too young. To go steady, too young, I hear him say.
With Nancy, I'm singing about another woman, and it was originally written, my understanding is, for Nancy Sinatra. So Frank Sinatra sang it, and so I'm singing it in the third person. I decided to sing it about a woman that a man loves.
If he can't see her each day, he'll miss her. Oh, what a thrill each time he kisses her. Believe me, he's got a case on Nancy with a laughing face.
Nat Hentoff wrote about you that your musicianship, he wrote, comes first of all from knowing how to listen. What did he mean there?
Well, I took that as a great compliment because I feel like my instrument is my voice, and I also play piano. I'm only playing piano on one track on this CD, but one of the most important things to develop besides your instrument that's coming out is your ear, and if that's not even more important. When I studied classical piano in college, I remember my professor saying, pedal with your ear. Now, literally, that's kind of weird. But you use your ear.
But it worked
ear,
for you.
But it worked for me. And so now I'm singing with my ear. I guess I took that one over. But it's so important to listen to what other people are doing around you. It's a conversation in this music. It's chamber music, really.
Karen Allison's new CD is called Ballads, Remembering John Coltrane.
If I fall under the spell of your call.